welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Lombardo and his Royal Canadians appeared on theatre bills and record labels for almost four decades, from the late 20s to the early 60s. Here's another one of their favourites, Our Melody, the Phonograph song, with vocal chorus by Kenny Gardner and the Lombardo Singers from March 1956.
Play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play our melody.
Memory.
Play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play our melody.
We were in the parlor with the lights down low, hugging and kissing and all aglow. We were dancing to this happy melody when we fell in love.
Memories.
Play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play our melody.
Kissing and all aglow, and you're dancing to this happy melody, you will fall in love.
Memories.
Play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play that tune, phonograph, phonograph, play our melody. When you play our melody,
every
Sensations, a Philadelphia R&B vocal quartet, with their only top 10 hit, Let Me In, with Yvonne Mills Baker as lead singer, a number 4 hit on Billboard from February 1962. And first up, teen singer Gary Stites, with his Carlton single, Starry Eyed, peaking at number 77 on Billboard from October 1959. That song later became a number 1 hit for UK singer Michael Holliday in January 1960. Scottish-born singer Nancy Whiskey begins the British pop with her Oriole prestige single Johnny O with Chas McDivitt's Skiffle Group from December 1957, followed by Cliff Richard with another one of his finest ballads, Wind Me Up, Let Me Go, with Norrie Paramore and his orchestra, a number 2 hit from November 1965. This is Vinyl Revival.
Whisper a sweet word to the one who loves you so. me up. Let me.
Ray Hildebrand and Jill Jackson, better known as Paul and Paula, begins our twin spin with their Phillips singles, First Day Back at School, a number 60 hit on Billboard Top 100 from December 1963, followed by School Is Through, the flip side of their number 27 hit, First Quarrel in June. Their only number one hit was Hey Paula back in January.
Brown eyes and love your raven hair.
You didn't know it, but I saw you
Denmark composer, pianist Ian Arman, Ben Fabric, begins the musical interlude with his first metronome Columbia Echo release, Alley Cat, reaching number 7 on Billboard from August 1962, followed by orchestra leader and arranger Billy Vaughan with his dot single Singing Hills from May 1958. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival. All one word. Bonnie Lou, born Mary Joan Cath, 1924 to 2015, begins her country pop segment with her King release, Two Step, Sidestep, recorded in August 1954, followed by Jim Reeves and Dottie West, singing as a duet with Love Is No Excuse, released almost one decade later in February 1964.
We're doing the two-step, sidestep, in a whirl away, two-step, sidestep, took a man away, two-step, sidestep, what a gloomy day from that two-step Saturday night. We're doing that new step, two-step, sidestep, I learned it yet, all set for Saturday night.
There was a girl at the dance last night who was sitting pretty and things were bright. She had a style that seemed just right with the two-step sidestep all of the night. We're doing that two-step sidestep, then whirl away, two-step sidestep, took her man away, two-step sidestep. What a gloomy day from that two-step Saturday night. We're doing that new step, two-step sidestep, I learned it yet, all set for Saturday night. Now the people crowd around to get a glance at the two-stepping girl with the sideway prance. She looked like a monkey taking off in a flight, but she took my baby last Saturday night. We're doing that two-step sidestep, then a whirl away, two-step sidestep, took her man away, two-step sidestep. What a gloomy day from that two-step Saturday night. We're doing that new step, two-step sidestep, I learned it yet, all set for Saturday night. So listen, girls, it goes to show, you can't make your knees tell your toes where to go. You better leave, cause you can't compete with the sidestepping girl with the two-step beat. We're doing that two-step sidestep, then a whirl away, two-step sidestep, took her man away, two-step sidestep. What a gloomy day from that two-step Saturday night. We're doing that new step, two-step sidestep, I'll learn it yet, all set for Saturday night. Saturday night, Saturday night, Saturday night.
Love is no excuse for what we're doing, for we both know that two hearts could break. Tell ourselves we've got to have each other, but love is no excuse for us to leave. Sure, we love each other, and it could be so right,
but not if someone.
Night, but our love can never see the light.
English music hall singer and comedian Harry Champion, born William Henry Crump, 1865 to 1942, begins the Alphinus track with Henry the Eighth I Am, recorded over a century ago with three full verses from January 1911. Herman's Hermits later covered the song, utilising only the chorus with no verses back in July 1965, a non-chart in UK, but reaching number one on the Billboard charts. This is Vinyl Revival.
You don't know who you're looking at, now just you look at me. I'm a bit of a knob, I am, belong to royalty. I'll tell you how we got about, I married Widow Birch. I was King of England when we trotted out to church. Outside the people started shouting, "Hip hooray!" Said I go down upon your knees, it's coronation day. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. The Duke of Cumberland popped up in the town. Soon with one or two monarchs I was old enough to crown. Seated on the bucket, what the common call their own, surrounded by me subjects, I was sitting on the throne. Up came the footman, he said, "Now get off to bed." Said I, "Now say another word and all forgo your head." I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a William or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. Undertaker called unto the wife, I heard him say, "Have you got any orders, mum? We're very slack today. I packed up number 7 for you for the Golden Gate. Let's have a pound upon account of Henry the Eighth." Oh, when he measured me with half a yard of string, I dropped upon me marrowbone and sang, "God save the King." I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Moving to the early 60s for UK singer Susan Lorne with their number three hit, Bobby's Girl, with Wally Stott's orchestra from October 1962. She had a competition across the Atlantic with New York teen singer Marcy Blaine. Her version also reached number three on Billboard 1 month later in November. Let's have some rock and roll from the R&B group The Coasters, formed in Los Angeles in late 1955 with their Echo London release, Searching, peaking at number three on Billboard from May 1957. Their two top 10 hits include Yaggedy Yak, June 1958, and Charlie Brown, February 1959. And the hits still just keep on coming. Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
Bye.
Female vocal group, the Cordettes, from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, USA, with their Cadence London release, Just Between You and Me, with orchestra conducted by Archie Pryor, a number 8 hit on Billboard from September 1957. Their next top 10 hit was Lollipop, peaking at number 2 in March 1958. Singer and film actor Tab Hunter to close the show with his rendition of Apple Blossom Time, with orchestra and chorus under the direction of Don Relk, reaching number 31 on Billboard from February 1959. His only number one hit was Young Love back in January 1957. Until 7:10 p.m. next Sunday, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. Shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime. You will be mine in apple blossom. One day in May, I'll come and say, happy the bride, the sun shines on today.